We're learning Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, continuing the process of the Egla Arufa. Zok the Mishnah, Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim V'Holchulhem. I learned in the last Mishnah that Ziknei Yerushalayim come out and they measure to see which, the first Mishnah in the Perek, that they measure to which direction the corpse is close, which city it's closer to. So that was their job. The Ziknei Yerushalayim means from the Sanhedrin, they come down, they measure. Now we know which city has to bring the Egla Arufa. So they leave, and then the Ziknei Oseir, the city which was closer, the Bezdin, the Zekanim from the Bezdin of that city come, Mavin Eglas Baka, they bring a Egla Arufa, Eglas Baka, it's 1 year old, Ashalei Moshcha Ba'el, it never carried a yoke, Ve'inam Mum Paisavai, but even though it can have ever carry something, but there is no psul of a mum. We'll learn the Gemara why from Psukim. We read the Ma'isai l'Nachal Eson. We bring him down to Nachal Eson. Eson k'mashmoy. Eson is like the word Eson, which is kosher, which means hard. Af vaf b'shen Eson is kosher. You should know that's not ma'akev. It's definitely not ma'akev. That if it's not ma'akev, if it's not hard. But you bring him down to the Nachal Eson, which is hard. And they take a axe or a big hammer and they or a big sword and they cut off the neck of the Egla Rufa. They cut his head off from his neck from behind. And that place where they do the Egla Rufa, you can't plant there and you can't work the field there. But you could do stuff that not shaykh to the land, like combing flax or cleaning stones, which means basically to cut down the stones, to smooth down the stones, to make them into building blocks. Zikni Oseir, Rechtim Sedeim, like it says in the Pasuk, Devarochtu Sedeim, like the Pasuk said before, so they washed their hands, B'mayim, B'mokim Arifa, Shel Egla, in the place where they chopped off the head of the Egla, of the calf. They say, we didn't spill this blood, we didn't see this. And the Mishnah asked, also, would you have a havmina that the Zekanim of that city, which was closer, did they actually do the murder? They have to say, exonerate themselves? Ella, what it means is like this, we didn't leave him without mazonos, like the Gemara will explain. And we didn't leave him without Leviah, we walked him out. We malava them him out. Vakahanim oimrim, the kahanim say, kapir, like the pasuk says there, v'nikshu akhanim elevi, and don't say what their job was. So we're saying that it was their job to say kapir la'am chesor. If you look at the psukim, it says there that the zikdeir come and they wash their hands, and it says also the nikshu kahanim. So what's the kahanim's job? So the mishnah, the kahanim's job was to say this kapir la'am chesor. Like the pasuk says, we looking at the parashas in Perikov Aleph, pasuk Vav says, "V'chol zikni yiri yi krayv melachol yirkutsu asidayim ala egla rufa menachal va'onu va'omru yidin v'shafku asdam hazev in ilaro." Then it says, "Kapper la'amcha yisrael." Don't say that about the kahanim. But if you look earlier on pasuk hey, it says, "V'nikshu akahanim bnei Levi." So what was their job? The Mishnah says their job was to say, "Kapper la'amcha yisrael shabedisa Hashem v'altidin dam noki b'karev amecha yisrael amcha yisrael." And loyo etzrichim loyim. I don't say the end of that pasuk. Look at the pasuk. Pasuk like this: "Kapper la'amcha yisrael shabedisa Hashem." Then it says, "V'nechaper lehem adam." V'nechaper lehem adam, zok the Mishnah, is not part of their vidui. That's just a ruach kodesh v'vastrosam that will be a kapara to them until they find the murderer. Amos says, "Tasu kocha." If you do this, the dam is chaper lehem. The dam of the Egla Rufa will be a kapara so until they find the murderer. Atkan the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to go explain the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that this Egla they bring, it's a one-year-old calf. It never carried a yoke, like the Pasuk says. It's the first in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that it's something, Ashaloi ubad ba, you didn't work with it, Ashaloi moshcha ba oil. And you didn't carry a load on it. But it says in the Mishnah, the mum, if it has a mum, it's not possible. Right, the Gemara, let the Gemara, V'hei mum poisel be'egla makav ha'chaymer. A'egla rufa she'eva psul mum for makav ha'chaymer. Oma para, which is a para aduma, she'ein hashonim poisel s'boy. There's no limit of how old the para aduma could be. Still mum poisel boy, like the Pasuk says in Furish. Ein ba mum, the Pasuk says, Zoy tzchukat ha'tayr, she'siv Hashem le'imar, da'ar b'mnei yisho avikho lecha para aduma t'mima, ashe ein ba mum, ashe lo'y ol 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 it could be any age and still mum paisel ba egla shalom psulis ba egla rufa, which has to be dafka 1 year old. Ain't it? Didn't she have mum paisel ba? So Gemara says shani has no makra. It says in the pasuk by paradum ba ashein ba mum. What's ba? It's a miyut. Ba mum paisel ba mum paisel ba egla. It's coming to Mamaya to exclude that egla rufa has no psul mum. Only the only thing that has a psul mum is only paradum, not egla rufa. So now Gemara asks, if you tell me that ba is a miyut, if you look at the pasuk when it comes to the egla rufa, it says ashaloi ubad ba ashaloi mashka ba oil. It says lashon ba there also. So if that's true, the Gemara has to ask the following kasha. El miyata lo yu shara avodas v'selas ba. Shara avodas should not be paisel by a para aduma. Alom ar Ravu Dom Rav heniach aleha oidos shal sakin psula. It says Ravu Dom Rav said that if you put a bundle of sakin, a bundle of sacks, which is not so heavy, but you put it on the para aduma, you just put it on psula. The halacha is the para aduma is possible. Over egla ach to moshech. By egla you have to actually pull it, because lashon hashlei moshcha ba'oil sounds like you have to pull it. Now, how do you know that something that's not an oil passes a para aduma? So it sounds like we learn it from ma'amitzinu, from egla rufa. But we're saying there's a miyut of ba, ashloi ubad ba, which ashloi ubad is mashma anything, even not an oil, but there says ba. If ba is a miyut, so let us say dafka egla has a psul of shar dvarim. Who said shar avaydus? But who said a paraduma is pasul shar avaydus? So the more answers, you're right. I would have that meat, but there, by shani paro dafino oil megla. We have a xerishava, oil, both say oil. We learn that just like the egla has shar avaydus, the pasul is here also. Freit the Gemara, if you have a oil, egla nami tasi oil paro, that's your psul mum. Like tomorrow, meet Rav Wana ba, but we have a meet the ba. It says no problem. So for tomorrow, Beglonamik says ba. Beglos says ba to say there's no din shara avodas by other things. Zok the Gemara, no, the ba by Eglak used for other things besides of paraduma. Ahum bayle lemute kachim. It's coming to afuke other kachim. Lay pasluhu ba avoda. There's no psul avoda over there. That's what our ba is for. By the ba paraduma in ba mum. The only thing I can mayit is Eglar Rufa, so I mayit that. Mashainkin, the ba by Egla Rufa that's saying that only here has a psul of avoidos, so that I can say it's coming to Afuka other kachim. That means
why do you have to say
Egla
only by Paradum?
What do you mean Egla? Because everything has mum. All the kachim has mum, has a psul mum. All the kachim have a psul mum. The only thing that doesn't have mum is only Egla Rufa. All the kachim has a psul mum. So Akaponim, so here we're saying that by Egla only has avoidos, and we'll say Paraduma also does some oil, because they already has a psul oil. So have the shara avodas, and the boss kol lafuke shara kachim does not have a psul of doing avodah. Like possible will avodah. Won't be to have any this psul avodah. Zang lemino leis v'kavachayim egla. You thinking of kavachayim egla? My egla shem but may mum possible. Egla has no psul mum avodah pesales ba. There's a psul avodah kachim shum pesales ba. In a din behem in a din shah of the avodah pesales behem. So Mar says, what would be a kavachayim? Ikla mifrach mal egla shekain shalom psulis by other kachim. So, but not by kachim. So Mar, no, other kachim we like the possible shalom. There are certain kabbanas that have a psul kachim, they have a psul shalom like Pesach and Chatos that has to be 1 year old. So those have a psul shalom. So ki itzrakra lahanach kachim the possible shalom. So you would think that psul avoido would be there. Kamashal on the ba, there is no psul avoidois by kachim that have a limit on years. For example, by Pesach Chatos, there is no psul of avoido, and we learn that from that ba. Right, the Gemara, I have other makayros that kachim don't have psul avoido. The kachim like pasulu avoido mahachan afka mahasam afka. We have another makar. The pasuk says when it comes to the movement of the psul movement of kabanas of kachim, it says iveres oishavar oicharutz oyabelas oigara vayalefes loisakiva eila lashem, and it's a diak eila amit eila iatamakrib avatamakrib kachim shenav avoido. So we have different drasha. So you don't need this avoido of ba lafuke avoidois by shar kachim. Zok demar,
huh? That
holds a psul also. This is avoid the making apostle.
I mean, it's all movement.
Right, yeah. So we're saying it's dafka movement apostle, ela apostle, and not avoid them. That's the mir. That's the drasha. It's a chesaka that the chamina hanem ilheichad of bu avoid this heter avoid this iser emlitzru. You would think that's only by avoid this heter. But let's just do avoid this iser. What's avoid this iser? Rashi says he like Shabbos. He did work on Shabbos with it or kalayim. Maybe they're attack apostle culture. So tzricha, you need both drashas. You need both of them. You need ba and you need drasha of Eila. For the Gemara of Anami Machan Afka, we have another drasha for that. It says, Miyad Benechol, it's a kuva es lechem elekechem, mikol Eila. Again, Eli at the makriv. These that have a mum, you can't makriv. Our makriv kachim is never avoda. And if it has two drashas, probably one's for iser. No, it's chulin. Maybe only if you work with it while it's chulin. But let's say after it's kach ready, we did avoda with it. Maybe that will pass it. Aval of behen kachim emel letzru tzricha. You're talking about all three drashas. We have ba, we have two eles. One is to tell you that avoda is hata. One is telling you avoda is issa. One is telling you even avoda b'shas when it is kachim still does not passel the carbon. And now we're going to go back to the discussion, the differences between Parah Aduma and Egla Rufa. Gufa. I'm Rabbi Domarav. If you put on it this bundle of sacks, you just put it's a very light thing, you put it on top of the behema. So by Parah Aduma, it's possible. Over Egla, it's possible at Tumashach. It'll be possible if you schlep it a little bit and it walks a little bit with this load, this not so heavy load on its back, the lach is possible to disqualify for Egla Rufa. And we see the difference between Parah Aduma and Egla. Oil, it says in the Pasuk by Parah Aduma, oil. How do we know other avodas besides for oil, besides for a yoke? If you put on it something else on it, how do you know that it's possible? I'm the Kavachayim. My egla, she ain't mum paisalba. Egla, which is more cool, dick, has no psul mum. Sharva is psulus baho. Para, she mum paisalba. Didn't she sharva is psulma? Para that has mum paisalba, shouldn't other sharva is paisal it? So it's a Kavachayim, and that's what we know sharva is. And if you want to say it's not a good Kavachayim, nema can oil, nema halon oil. There's a xer shava, oil. Mala halon sharva is psulus ba. Afkan sharva is psulus. So we learn out that from the oil, that other avodah is possible also. Because by Egla Rufa, it's the first pasuk, Asher Loi Ubad Ba, we know Shar Avodahs. So that will make a Gzeres Shavah. Now, my Imn of Shachlaim, what's shot in this Brisa that says, if you don't like the Kavachayim, what could be wrong with the Kavachayim? So Gemara explains, that first of all, you can make a pirch like this, that Egla has a chumrah, a shanim ha-paisus by. Maybe that's why it has shah avaydus. Inami, not a pirch, that kach mechichu, shemum paislam, vein avayda paislam, because there we have miyutim. So also, that's a pirch on the kavachayim. So that's why the Brisa says, nema kan oil, venem lahalon oil, ma lahalon shah avaydus, av kan shah avaydus. And now the Gemara fears us the question that we want to ask, makam shabasa, if the mekar, that Shar Avodos are possible by Parah Aduma. What's the Makar? The Makar is from Egla. Egla Rufa. Umakim Shabasa. Malahan Shtimshah. Avakan Shtimshah. How do you know more than that? All you know Shar Avodos is, are they pulling it? Because that's what it says by Egla Rufa. So how could Parah be more Chomer than the place they're learning from? And if you look in the back, you see the Maloy Arayim and the Rishash are busy. There's a sugya in other places in Shas. It's called, you learn out from there, and Uki Ba'asra. And that there is a sugya about this. That sugya, it's called Doin Minov Uki Ba'asra, or Doin Minov Minov. The Gemara doesn't bring that in. The Gemara holds a good kasha here. The heck could it be better than the place learning out from? So Gemara says, you're right, it's a good question. And Tanoi, the Ika the Maislum Egla, some learn out from Egla Rufa. And if you learn from Egla Rufa, Taka won't be on Taj Tamashek. But the Mandi Omar, Huda Marav, who says, it's enough, just put it on it. The Ika the Maislum, Gufa the Para. They learn out from Gufa the Para. The time went to the Braisa. Oil, Engli Ala oil. It says by Para Aduma, Asher Loi, Ola Ala oil. All you know is oil. Had no more than that. Engli Ala oil, Shara Vaidis Menayin, Tam Loi, Asher Loi, Ola Ala oil. Mekal Mokim. Rashi explains, it should have said in the pasuk, Ashaloi Ola Oil Aleha. Why say Ashaloi Ola Aleha oil? It says first Ola Aleha. Mashma anything you want on it. Then it says oil. So if it says, we learn from there, Makom Makim. And came Matam Lo Oil. So why does it say oil? Oil poisoned by Bem Shasavoida, Bem Shalay Shasavoida. Oil, if you put a yoke on it, it's Aser Sai if you put it in order to do Avoida, or you put it on by mistake. Oil is possible either way. Shara avodas ain't paiselas el b'shas avodas. Only if you put it on bedafka. But if you put it on because it was got too heavy, you just dropped it down on it, and that's why you didn't really want it to carry it. Then the halach is that will not passel. That will not passel it as avoda. So we're saying like this: we're learning out from gufa de parah from the pasuk Ashloi Ola Aleha. We're learning out that that's where shara avodas become passel, not from egla rufa. Why did say oil? Because oil has certain chumrah that's passel no matter what. Ve'im afreit the gemara Ashloi Ola Aleha oil. Is a klal. Ashloi ola ola is a klal. Oil is prat, and we always say klal prat im klal masher prat. Oil in the midrash in loy. And for the Gemara, asher rabu yehu. It says asher is a ribui, and that's marbe all other avodas as well. But Tanya Nami Gaba Eglo. Same idea. We have a Eglo Ruva. Same type of Brice. The Kai Gavna. Oil in the oil. Shavar is nine time. Lemon. Paul says, first. It's like Ubidba. So Mekomakim. Mkematam oil. So why does it say oil then? Why does it specify oil? Oil place when Shasavoida. Sharavoidois ain't placed up Shasavoid. Like we said, Vishasavoida means it was done on purpose. Like Rashi explains, Shloi Vishasavoida means a filo nicho le la hokil masa mayodoi, loy limshech. Vishasavoida means that's a tsarich. But that's what means a tsarich. So that's what the difference in oil and Sharavoidus is. So Vaimba, Fekdamar Kasha, Ashloi Uba Klal, oil prat. Maybe it's explaining what type of avodah is asur. Early in the midah chayin loy, asher ribuyu. Our answer is that asher is a ribuya as marba everything. Zokti baravait. Omer avavo. Boy min Rabbi Yechron. Meshichas oil bekama. We're learning from here. There's a din meshichas oil. Right? There's a din that you're pulling it. It's asur. Let's say by egla arufa. The luck is when you pull it, that's how much becomes possible. How long? How much does it have to walk? That I'm meishich it to be in order to be psul. What's the shear? 2 feet, 2 miles. What's the shear? A Malay answered him, "Kam loy oil, like the length of a oil." Okay, it's still not klar. But who a yoke is? It goes horizontally across the back of a behema. So when we say kam loy oil, we mean the width or the length. It's like, is it the thickness of the oil or the which is the width, which is the length that long? What's the what is it? Barlu the arka or the rachba? The shear is the width of it, which means the thickness. A tefach. All you have to do is bring it a tefach. But lay my tefach. Just say a tefach. Hakamash v'lon shiura the oil tefachava. Teach us the thickness of an oil of a yoke is a tefach. What's the difference? If you're selling a yoke, you have to always make sure the thickness is a tefach thick. Why the Torah say to bring this egla rufa in the nachal? Nachal is a place, it's a valley. Eson means it's a hard place. Nothing grows there. It's a place without Paris. Paris. Bring an egla, which is a zachar. It can't make Paris. Didn't produce Paris yet. And it's 1 year old. Bring it to a place where does not produce Paris. You didn't allow him to produce Paris. My Paris, what does Paris mean? Well, it means this guy, you killed him, you didn't let him do Paris. Well, which Paris didn't let him do? You let him peer review, not let him to have children. If he's a Zokin or Zaharas, he couldn't have children anymore. You can say there's no Egla Rufa. Or if he had 10 kids, he's made for the future. Also, it's not peer review. Maybe it's for the future. But still, he can't have children, he's too old. With the Zaharas, he's not going to do Egla Rufa? El, you know what it means? Mitzvahs. Paris of Adam means mitzvahs. You killed him, you're not allowing him to do mitzvahs. So calls him out, a person alive, he can do mitzvahs. Once he's dead, he can't do mitzvahs. And that's the lesson here. While you bring him to a place, where you bring the egla to Nachal Eson, and you bring the egla also, to bring out this point, that you killed this person, you didn't allow him to do more mitzvahs.